Hi, I'm Singapore Superman, Simon. No, I wouldn't say it's just a costume. When you actually put the uniform on, the music comes on and empowers you. You become something different. I started wearing a costume in 2022. Superman was always been my icon because in 1978 it was the same period of Superman 1 coming out. So then that's where I then looked to superheroes. When I came to Singapore, all of a sudden then people saw me like Clark Kent because of my stature. They felt that I have, because I got to wear glasses, looking like Clark Kent. And then when I take my glasses off and I've got the kiss curl on my thing here, they said, hey, you look like you could become Singapore Superman. So then I then put the outfit on and that's where I went, Singapore Superman.
How does the costume?
With Vaseline.
Oh, Vaseline, not even hair gel.
No, just curl and then a bit of water, Vaseline, and away you go. I run for charity because it's something that I'm giving back to society. It's not having been the richest man in the cemetery, as they say. So I get out to help with those different sort of charity events. So I'm looking up quite a few this year, but to aim at doing 5,000 kilometers for the whole year for fitness, development, and helping charities out. So I wear sometimes the outfit when training, because I have to do a diversity of different sort of ways of training, either running up Mount Faber or Bukit Timah with my pack to make it more harder for myself. So then when I do the race, it's a lot easier. I run around 80 to 135K a week. I love training at lunchtimes for the heat. Singapore has the right climate for my sort of training. I've been in quite a diverse of different jobs, ranging from product development. I've been into the military, I've been involved with hospitality, development, modeling and dancing. Basically, it's a preparation of what I need to do to get into the outfit. So I normally oil the zips. I have to make sure it makes it easier to zip. So the next part, bit of oil, and it's come through each side. And this helps when you're putting your outfit on, that you can then put it straight through. The hardest part is about to come. I will now need your help. So we go like this. Yeah. And then someone then helps
overlap it over.
Get this across. Yes.
Yeah, this side here.
And then I zip it up. Slowly, we're gonna try this side first.
Yeah.
So really it's a two-man job. So then the final part is that the icon of Superman is getting that kiss curl. Making sure the curl comes round and then be the Superman. There you go.
Right. No,
on a day off today. Yeah. Where I live, they all know me as Superman. Some people recognize me out the uniform as well as in the uniform. So there was a case quite recently, just before a charity event, I was standing there getting sort of warmed up because of waiting for the lights. Then everybody was like, Superman, Superman. So I give them a wave, I give them a smile.
Yay.
So it makes their day. I know they're gonna go home, they're gonna say, oh, I saw Superman, this is gonna put on their social media. So I'm okay with it, you know? And if it gives someone a smile, then I'm really enjoying that way. Well, I do see quite a few negative comments that come through sometimes. I've had earlier times, a lot of people say things that I need to be in retirement. I got like a bald patch and I'm just out for attention, stuff like that. Well, for me, I like to confront the people and say to them, why do you feel that comment is worthy for what you said? And then I'll beat them up. No. I don't mind. I just take it on board, listen to it, read it, move on. Good and bad, that's part of the position, I suppose. Yeah.